Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from National Opinion Service, and we'd just like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Okay, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help us. Very kind of you. Now, I'm sorry, moving forward. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, television? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Somebody works in the news media outlet?
Oh.
Print?
No, no. Excuse me, no.
Okay. No. Hey, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am 18 or older.
And registered to vote, right?
Yes, ma'am. Sir, I mean.
Okay, no, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Yes, I will vote, definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
65.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, next one. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
White Caucasian.
Thank you.
White Caucasian.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about that direction that the country's headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country's headed?
I'd say I'm satisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number, okay, from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. How about the public charter schools from 0 to 100? Have you heard of them?
50.
Okay, thank you. In critical race theory, or CRT, same question, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. In public school teachers in general, from 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. And how about Black Life Matters, or BLM?
100%. 100, I should say.
And the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
100.
100, okay. And Joe Biden?
100.
And public schools in general?
100.
Okay. And how about your local school board from 0 to 100?
100.
And how about next one, Donald Trump, 0 to 100?
What was that?
Donald Trump for
0
to 100. Okay.
Zero.
You, okay. Moving forward. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood to the best of your knowledge? Okay. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. Would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job of educating students? Which one you do?
Public school.
And would you say the public school do much better job or just somewhat better job?
Much better job.
Much better. Thank you. Okay. Now, some people view education as means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do are preparing students for each of the following? Now, please rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the public schools prepare them very well, and 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. Now, you can use any number from 0 to 10, okay?
All right.
Now, here's the first one. How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
Okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
10.
And how well do they prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills from 0 to 10?
10.
And how well do they when preparing students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diversity world from 0 to 10?
10.
And how well they do by getting students to be ready for higher education like college from 0 to 10?
I would say 10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. Now, I'm sorry. I've got some issues here. Now, would you say that your state is spent just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public schools education? What's your opinion? Not enough, too much, or
not
right?
Not enough. Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. Now, as you may know, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
Okay. Agree somewhat or agree strongly?
Agree somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Somewhat agree. Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Yes.
Agree somewhat or agree strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree or disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you real quick a list of ideas that some say it will help to improve the quality of public schools. Now, for each one, ma'am, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it, okay? Here's the first idea. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools. Do you support that idea or oppose that idea?
I oppose that idea.
Strongly or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about the idea of teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation? Support or opposed?
I think they should. I strongly agree with that.
Okay. And how about the idea of removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
I strongly disagree with that.
Strongly oppose that idea?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, the idea of increasing the teacher's pay, do you support that idea or oppose?
The idea of what?
Increasing the teacher's pay?
Oh, definitely I agree.
Strongly support that idea or somewhat?
Yes. Strongly.
Okay. Now, the idea of raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose that idea?
I support that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. Some of U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum? Support or
yes.
oppose that? Okay.
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. I'm going to read you real quick some arguments that others might make about education
okay.
in America.
I got about 2 minutes left, and I have to leave.
Okay. That's enough. 2 minutes is all I'm asking. Okay, the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians
sure.
and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or too unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, how convincing is that argument from 0 to 10? Any number.
How valid is that argument?
How convincing? How convincing is that argument? Zero is not.
Oh,
at all convincing.
Zero. I would not. That would not convince me at all. No, zero.
So what number? Zero. Okay. Now, last year, the American Library Association reported the attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high. In 2023, it's likely to break that record again. Now, most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
In my opinion, it's not.
Okay, so what number
Zero.
Should we give them? Zero, okay. Now, those who fear the kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in the schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critical with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as in adults? Now, school is the perfect place to have these conversations about challenging topics. And teachers know how they lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How convincing is that argument for 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, let's finish this up, okay? Ma'am, I do appreciate you taking the time. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the next one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those if they are unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, the switching gears a little bit. The last few questions, not just for statistical purposes.
Okay, I got one. I can take one question and then I got to go. I have to take a granddaughter.
Okay,
home.
I'm going to read you the, what's the last year of schooling that you had completed? The 1 to 11th grade, the high school graduate, some college, or vocational certificate?
Vocational
college.
School.
Vocational
yep.
school, thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm retired.
Okay,
I'm retired.
Okay, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I am married.
Married, thank you, ma'am. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay, a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and although you don't have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public schools in the last 10 years, yes or no? The last 10 years?
No.
Okay,
nope.
Thank you. And do you have any child who attended charter schools, private schools, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
Nope.
No? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Very liberal. Okay, ma'am. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever?
Hardly ever, and I have to go. My ride is here. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you for your patience. Bye-bye. It's a pleasure. Hey, se quedó at 96, ya estaba el right there up to pick her up. This, yeah, survey one. This is the last, there's only two more questions after this. Yeah? You going to ask Carlos? Should we ask him? No, we can call her back later. You. You got me. I mean. Okay. Ed Serna? I know you're not supposed to react. You have to be indifferent. That's why that's it, Serna? Okay. Because the thing is, you're not supposed to react to any of the response. You're supposed to have it on mute, but yo le dije a él, pero él no sabe cómo usar el mute, right? So don't listen, bro. Go on mute, okay?